it is time. You are going to be with our man, Adam Lowry, Mr. 407 himself, with some incredible interviews from last weekend. So, guys, we will be back shortly. This is Brett Richard and Adam Lowry on Fit Project Radio, coming to you live on ESPN 580 Orlando. So, guys, enjoy this with our man, Adam Lowry, on Fit Project Radio, ESPN 580 Orlando.
This is Adam Lowry coming to you live from the Silver Spurs Arena in Kissimmee, Florida, Orlando. We are representing ESPN Radio and Fit Project Radio, and I am too excited to be here today. One, because I got some close friends actually fighting tonight, and one of my mental training clients, Julian Williams, as well as Paul Rodriguez. But I am sitting with a man named Brett Solomon, who I happened to get really close with the other night, as he was kind enough not to destroy me entirely as I rolled with him in jiu-jitsu. He is a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, very close to his brown. One of the nicest guys I've ever met, really, and it's been a short time since I've known him. But he happened to walk in with me, and we're here backstage, kind of ringside, VIP, and I'll tell you, you know, Brett, first say hello, Brett.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
I'm telling you, you're talking to probably the, if I had to guess and throw it on it, and I had to give him a middle name, it would be Brett the Redneck Monk Solomon. And that seems to fit him. And as we rolled the other night, man, you don't understand. I was gassed out in 3 minutes, losing my life. And this man is not even using his mouth. And I was destroyed. And I was kind enough, or he was kind enough, to want to accompany me here to the fight. And I am a novice when it comes to jiu-jitsu, for sure. Brett is not. And so, I, you know what? First, before I start out, Brett, anybody that you want to say hello to, anything like that?
No, I'm...
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, hi, Mom. I'm on the radio.
I love it.
But no, I think it's awesome to teach people and expose people to the sport of jiu-jitsu.
And you did that, man. And, you know, I guess the question we normally ask everybody on Fit Project Radio is essentially that, is what is your Fit Project?
Oh, I have no clue what it is. I love training because it keeps me active mentally and physically. Because a lot of people will agree when they say that jiu-jitsu is like human chess. You're setting yourself up. Once you get a better grasp of the sport and you learn more moves, you're able to kind of set your opponent up for the next move.
Kind of like you did to me over and over and over again for 3 minutes?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, about that. You know, Hicks and Gracie said once that I heard that I thought was wonderful is that jiu-jitsu is simply that you do something and I do something else. You do something and I do something else.
Mm-hmm.
How accurate do you see that statement?
Oh, I agree with it 100%. I mean, because it, whatever I go for, whether you react the right way or the wrong way, something else is going to happen. I mean, you might, in your inability to do the sport, might not really mess me up, but require me to adjust, to go to another move, just because you weren't going where I wanted you to go. So,
how much of that is life?
All of it. I mean, you can plan all you want, but, I mean, depending on how you react depends on where you end up afterwards.
I love that, man. Where can people find you on social media or anything?
Oh, I'm on Twitter, at Scrappy Magoo.
I love that.
Instagram, Scrappy _ Magoo. And then Facebook, it's just my name, Brett Solomon.
I'm now standing here with
Charles Rosa. I'm currently signed with the UFC featherweight division. You know, I have 2 fight-a-night bonuses, training American Top Team in Coconut Creek. You know, obviously one of the best gyms with the biggest stable of UFC fighters in the world. So, you know, I'm always around the best. But I would say, you know, for me, knowing what I want to be the best to be the champion, it means I think you got to train with the best people and be around the best. So, and always keep an open mind to learning so you never stay the same.
We got to get this crazy horse behind him, which I'm going to interview this crazy man later. I've learned a lot about you.
To jump over the
thing. You know, I got a question, man. What has MMA done for your life and for you as a person?
For me, I mean, it really saved my life. When I first moved down to Florida, it was actually, you know, a tough transition for me. I was kind of, you know, just finishing up college sports and stuff like that, and I was a little bit lost. So when I moved down to Florida, I was able to, you know, kind of get back into that competitive stuff and find mixed martial arts to really help save my life, you know. So it's really special to me.
I love that, man. And yep. So how long have you actually been in martial arts itself?
6 years. That's when I started training 6 years ago. And, you know, I made it to the UFC pretty quick and, you know, happy to be there.
And I am lucky enough to be standing here with
David Mundo.
And tonight, what's on the line tonight for you? What's in the ring? What's on the stake for you tonight?
Pride.
I love the simple words, man. Spoken like a true warrior, like a true fighter. Where can everybody find you on social media, everywhere else, and send out love to you?
I have a fan page, Redneck Mundell, on Facebook. That's pretty much where everything goes up right now. Most of my time is spent training. I want to everybody. I want to thank my mom. I want to thank my stepdad, Pops, who, you know, I work for him to basically be able to do this. It's an expensive sport, and he always is lenient with the time off when I need it, and when I need work, he has it. And then, of course, I got my real dad who's always out here supporting me, pushing me. He makes shirts for me. He sells them, gets my name out there. My coaches, my training partner, my sponsors. Right now I got Zen Body Food, Outlaw Customs, and there's so many more right now, but those are the two big ones. And I don't want to take anything away from this guy's power, but you know, I can hit just as hard, and if it was about having heart and hitting hard, then shit, I can name a lot of different people that could be champions. But, you know, I train every day to take things away from people. If you got strength, I know how to take that away from you. If you got speed, I know how to take that away from you. You know, I'm going to take this to where I want it, and I'm going to keep it there. And when he gets frustrated and he starts fishing, I'm going to knock him out.
And I'm now standing here with the main event tonight,
Platinum Mike Perry.
Platinum Mike Perry, man, I couldn't help but walk by and feel the energy coming off of you, man. And I had to ask you, man, you know, what did you do to prepare mentally for tonight?
Everything I always do. I keep winning. I keep training for winning. I run miles. I train with some of the greatest boxers and kickboxers you can train with, some of the greatest coaches you can work with, some of the greatest grapplers you can grapple with. A couple of my coaches are fighting on this card tonight under me. They're black belts in jiu-jitsu.
Anyone specific?
Julian Williams, Paul Rodriguez. I'm prepared for wherever the fight goes, but I'm going to put it where I want it, and then I'm going to finish it. I'm going to keep him out at a distance. I'm going to pick him apart from the outside, hit the body, hit the head. I'm going to step in and finish it.
I'm going to go a little deeper on you, man, in your past here. I'm going to ask you kind of a close question, man. What has MMA provided for you? And when did you make that turn in your life? And what did it provide for you?
It provided truth, honesty, real life. I mean, it's just the realest thing you can do. And it only keeps real people around you, because if anybody's fake, you can tell right away. It's either you're working with them and they can't show you nothing, or you're working with them and they're showing you everything and they're blowing your mind. And I'm going to blow everyone's mind tonight.
Well, ESPN Radio will be watching, Fit Projects Radio watching. Man, any shout out to those you love, mama, anybody, and where can they find you on social media?
Absolutely. Platinum-FLI1 on Instagram, Platinum Mike Perry on Facebook. Shout out my mom. She's here tonight. I got a lot of followers here tonight. Mark Nicholson, my instructor. O'Neal Watson, my boxing coach. Miguel Cruz, training partner. Alex Nicholson, training partner. He's in the UFC. I mean, Julian Williams and Paul, man, get them wins tonight. I love all you guys. ATT Orlando, UFC Gym Winter Springs. Shout out everyone, man. Thank you for all the support. ESPN, thank you too.
And I'm standing here with
Felony Charles Bennett.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me say his original name, yeah, as if he's well known for, but I'm going to say it, man. Yeah. The original crazy horse is you. I learned a little bit about you. It was very brief, man. And you've seen a lot of trials, man, recently.
Yeah, I mean, all day, man. It's every day. You know, you can't say I've seen a lot of trials recently. How about seen a lot of trials since the age of 5? That's where it goes. It starts at the age of 5. And it continues to build.
What did MMA do for you?
Stopped me from selling drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It really stopped me from selling drugs and, you know, provide. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm hearing that the UFC and Bellator doesn't want to let me come fight for these guys because of my colorful
selective history.
Yeah, that's a way better way of saying it.
That's my
selective history. Yeah, they don't want me because all my my bad choices. But it's okay, you know. I'm only human, you know what I mean? I've been out of prison for almost 10 months now. No, 8 months. 8, 10, something like that. So I'm fresh out of prison. And
fresh out of prison, first fight tonight.
No, fresh out of prison,
Fifth fight tonight. How you been doing so far?
2-2. I've lost 2 by decision, and I won 2. One with a submission, and the other one knockout.
You have a fight coming up, right?
Yes, July 13th. I'm fighting in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It'll be the first UFC event. South Dakota, I'm fighting a wrestler. His name's Devin Clark. He's 6-0. Big, strong local kid, but I'm going to have to beat him up in front of his friends and family for his UFC debut, and I wish him the best after that.
I love it. Now, when's your next fight, Hannah?
I was supposed to fight on Island Fights in Pensacola, but Dean just rescheduled his card. So I might pick up a kickboxing match and then maybe do an MMA fight in August.
What has MMA meant to you, and where were you at in your life when it found you?
Man, I was a crazy kid in south of Popka. You know, the combination of MMA and Hannah coming into my life definitely saved my life. I feel like every guy wants to say that story, oh, some tough kid from the hood, but I grew up in south of Popka. I grew up with a lot of people who still aren't here anymore. So it's definitely saved my life, man. It brought me great people. You know, people who have influenced my life and changed it for the better, obviously her. You know, I was on the bad road. I even made my pro debut, and I thought I was really tough stuff. I thought I was a hot kid, and thought nothing could stop me. I lost my second fight. I met Hannah. I got a little bit more serious in the gym, and then I knocked out 5 people and choked one of the guys out. Won my first pro boxing match, and I'm in the UFC. So definitely the things that the sport has brought me have impacted my life for the better, man. Just, you know, I thank God for bringing me this sport and then these people along with it.
And so, Hannah, for you, what has MMA done for you, and where were you at in your life when it found you?
For me, honestly, the first time I ever saw a fight was when I was living in New York City, and I just thought it was, like, so cool. I saw two girls going at it, and I was like, that's freaking awesome. I just wanted to try it, and then obviously after I met Alex, it got a little bit more serious, and I realized it was something, you know, I actually maybe had a future in. And, you know, just like the level of respect that it's brought into my life for me, for others, that's why I always tell people, like, get your kids involved. If, you know, you just anything, it just helps your confidence in life so much. Like, it just helped me grow as a person so much, and that's why I really tell people, like, just get involved, whether it's just going to the gym and hitting the bag. It just helps, you know. It's a great outlet for anybody.
Any one of these guys on this card would tell you, you know, not even just talking up because she's my fiance, man, but the 115-pound women's division is not ready for her, man. Like, she is focused, she's ready, she's humble, she learns well, man, and she inspires people. Like you said, me and Mike Perry, the main event tonight, we're two of the cockiest, craziest people in Florida, and if you know us, you know that to be true, and she came up with us, so for her to be humble with us being a bad influence is an amazing thing. So it's just the world should be ready for her, man. I'm telling you.
You said this is what was going to happen. You called it, man.
He made it through the first, but I wanted to have fun, man. I don't get much time in there. I got 5 first round knockouts.
Woo!
I need that time in the ring, you know what I mean? If I'm going to the next level, I got to get some time in there.
Well, I heard you call him out. You said, UFC, what's up? I'm waiting and I'm here.
Because my bro went there, man, and I believe I'm ready for that level. I hit too hard for anybody in the world. Everybody got a chin, and they all could get put to sleep. 7 straight, 5 in the first.
5 in the first, what do we got to do? I mean, what's the hint? Why are they avoiding you for one?
I'm on my way. My bro talked to Joe Silva, and he said when I beat this 5-0 guy, I mean, I've been fighting real guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
10-5, 9-2, John Manley went to decision with Neil Magny. I beat him in Massachusetts knockout, and this dude was 5-0, so I'm shutting everybody down.
You have such a huge fan base here that was supporting everything that you did. When you walked in there, was there any doubt at any moment, or was there a moment in the fight where you knew it's a wrap?
So when I was walking out to my song. The fight started. I knew I was going to establish something. My rear leg roundhouse kick was landing to his body constantly. And one time I hit him with a right to the belly, and I heard him go, ugh. And then I was like, that's it, man. It's a matter of time. He only going to last the first, if he lasted the first. He was good at, I was trying to catch him with the shot over top. He was protecting with his shoulders. I was missing a little bit. But he wasn't hitting me when I came inside. I was in and out, and he couldn't catch me on the outside. He hit me with some shot to my eye. I think it was a lead right hook, and I knew that was his best punch, and I still got hit with it. But that's okay because he's southpaw, and, you know, I don't get a lot of training with southpaws that, like, I spar with some good boxers, but boxing southpaw is different than this MMA guy who wants to maybe throw kicks and try to maybe take me down. He took me down one time, but there was no way he was holding me, thanks to my boy Julian Williams, you know what I'm saying? He works with me. He's a tank on top. But I just want to thank ESPN. Thank you for talking to me, man. And I want Dana, I want somebody to hear me. I guess they're not seeing me. Come and get me, man.
I'm standing here with my friend, my boy, Julian, Mr. Smooth, J. Smooth Williams. The man came out on top like there was no doubt. We knew this would happen. Again, here I'm representing ESPN Radio, Fit Project Radio, out here in Kissimmee, Florida, on the outskirts of the beautiful Orlando, Florida. Julian Williams, my friend.
What up, man?
How does it feel? Walk me there, my brother.
Man, it feels good, man. I have so much crazy nerves and stress up to this fight, man. I'm just glad it's over with, man. And, you know, glad to represent you. You know what I mean? Represent the team, represent Orlando and everything. Feeling real good, man.
The amount of fans you had here, Julian, was amazing. You filled out an entire section yourself, and not to mention the card. So as the card filled out and the fans follow you, what was the build-up, man, until the moment walking out of that tunnel, man? What was in your mind? What was the flow through? What did you go through? Put me there, baby.
I was just, man, so much stuff going through. I was really thinking about, you know, my kid that was just born, my uncle that just died, and then feeling swag at the same fight at all the same time. So a complete, you know, 180 mixed emotions in one thing. So,
and it showed, man. I mean, I'm biased because I've watched you, and I've watched you do what you do, and I know what's in your spirit, and I know how you move and how you love. And the friends and the family and the people that were here to support you, brother, you could feel the power coming out of the stands for you. You could see it. I got to ask you, was there a moment in the fight at all where you had to regroup the game plan and change anything?
It was a time because he kept defending my chokes where I was just about to let go and just transfer to something else. But, you know, then I was like, he kept turning and kept feeling my pressure, and then I kept with the game plan. So
what was the game plan originally coming in?
Same thing I always do. Put that smooth jitsu on him, take him down, do my thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the way it's go. I mean, so as the game plan makes adjustments and moves, could you probably look back and say, you know, there's one thing that the fighter brought to me that I wasn't ready for, if anything?
Being tough about it.
Just tough. You could feel that tough.
Yeah, I was feeling it, man. He wasn't tapped for the choke, so you know what I mean?
Which was surprising to me. And like we said, we walk out to all your fans here that are waiting to greet you. And for everybody, I got to ask you, what does it feel like to have such the support here for you that supports you, man?
That's why I do this, because my people's right here, man. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why I do this.
Well, I got to ask everybody here that supports Julian Williams, like, how much do we love him, and what does this mean to everybody? Hey, man, any last words or thank yous to anybody to shout out on ESPN Radio, man?
Hey, thank you for everybody that came with me that, you know, been with me through all this transitional stuff going on. Oh, man, I appreciate everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, thank you very much, man. Again, it's been Adam with ESPN Radio. This is Julian J. Smooth Williams representing Fusion XL Gym and everybody in Orlando, Florida, coming to you live. Champion, hey, hold on. The UFC's calling. Hello? Yes? Yeah, Dana. Hey, Dana White. Yeah, Mr. White, this is Adam Lowry with ESPN. I think that Jay Smooth needs a shot at the UFC. Yeah!